This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Two people died on area roads this weekend in less than an hour. The Highway Patrol said John Benson of Wyville died early Sunday morning when he crossed the center line and struck another vehicle head-on at US 701 in Old Lumberton Road. The female driver of the other vehicle was airlifted to New Hanover. A short time before that, troopers were called to Elm and Academy Streets in Fairbluff, where Gerald McMillan was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the Highway Patrol at 642-7169. The victim of a domestic shooting called 911 after she was assaulted Saturday, but later passed away at Columbus Regional. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Fred Smith, age 71, is being held under no bond on a single charge of murder. The shooting happened in a North Whitewell home Saturday. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County is turning out for the early votes, folks. As of close of business Friday, 11,287 early votes have been cast. That's out of just over 37,000 voters in the county. Early voting goes on through November 2nd for the November 5th election. Polls are open from 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. until this Friday. Saturday is the last day of early voting, and polls will be open 8:30 until 3. Statewide, by the way, 2.7 million voters have cast an early ballot, with more Republicans and unaffiliated voters than Democrats turning out so far this election. Troop 507 of the Boy Scouts will host a fall carnival at Veterans Memorial Park tonight at 6:30 p.m. There'll be food, games, and more. The park is located on US 701 south of Wyville. Wyville police are sponsoring trick-or-treating at the municipal building on Columbus and Madison Streets from 6 to 8 p.m. on Halloween. The Waccamaw Siouan Tribal Center will have Trunk or Treat on Halloween from 6 to 9 at the Tribal Headquarters on Old Lake Road. Southeastern Community College is gearing up for one of the largest events in the county. Its annual Trunk or Treat is also Thursday at the campus starting at 6 p.m. Remember to be patient if you head that way, because it is expected to have thousands of ghouls, goblins, ghosts, princesses, superheroes, and all kinds of wonderful costumes out there. It's always a big time at a community college on Halloween. The Nightmare on Franklin Street, featuring the Tunnel of Terror, is back this Thursday. Visitors to the attraction are asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. The Scary Good Time is at 413 Franklin Street in downtown Whiteville. In your Hurricane Helene relief news today, the Columbus Baptist Association needs volunteers this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. to help prepare 500 new coats for Western North Carolina. Volunteers can fill pockets with Bible keychains and notes of encouragement, or you can bring an iron for patches. Meet at Trinity Baptist, that's at 201 South Thompson Street in Wyville. Just show up and they'll put you to work. Donations are still being accepted at the Black's Distribution Center, that's in the former Quality Ford location on Madison Street in Wyville. They also need volunteers to help pack and sort. You can also drop general donations at any Black's Tire location. The Sheriff's Office is taking donations at MacArthur Supply in Chavern. Warm clothes, blankets, socks, heaters, gloves, and cash to help purchase heaters are needed. Call 910-654-4615 for information. By the way, the Sheriff's Office is leaving tonight with its sixth load of locally donated supplies for the Bakersfield, North Carolina area. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.